I don't know if Jason's going to play or not, but...
What?
I don't know if Jason Spriggs is going to play or not. He's on injury report, so... Oh. But how important did he... He must have used that time wisely on IR. Well, I guess what was your message to him when he went on IR? Do you call?
Just like anybody that you know you're going to miss some time, they have to stay involved. And, you know, you have to continue to prepare as if you're playing. And you know, when you do that, it makes the time go by faster, obviously, until you get the allotted time to get healthy or whatever the time frame was being put on IR. But you know, he's done a good job with his study habits, and things are starting to click for him, and so expect him just to keep progressing.
Obviously a tough draw for him this week, considering the other guy's Julius Peppers.
Oh, yeah, Julius Peppers is a tough draw for anybody. Great football player, one of the best of all time. He's a heck of a player, and enjoyed the time he was here. He's a heck of a person. Nothing but high praise from both on and off the field. He's a class act.
What have you seen, James, from his tape this year?
He's a dominant football player. I mean, yeah, he gets the job done, and you know, he fits well within their scheme. And you know, they have a lot of good football players there. Their defense is very good, very accomplished.
Is there experience up front? I mean, do you run into defensive lines with a front four where they have as much experience as they actually do, and does that make a difference for them?
Yeah, Tom, I think it does, because they have their roster hasn't changed much. We were played there, I believe, 2 years ago, and of course you look at old film and things like that, but they've got just a couple new kids, you know, playing. They've Cox and another kid that is there now, but then they lost Ely or whatever, and another guy. But it's the same front, you know, Addison and Latui and 99. They got the same backups inside, 92, 93. So they have a lot of experience. They've all played together. And that certainly, I'm sure, with their communication and whatnot, helps them.
Different numbers of linemen through, depending on what their roster looks like. So for a team like this that shuffles so many guys in there over the course of the game, how is that? What is that like to prepare for versus maybe a team that only runs five or six through there?
Well, I think you just, you know, you try to find a pattern or something, and that kind of goes into game planning. So, you know, the fact that they have fresh bodies, you have to prepare and understand that you are going to get the best of, you know, for the snaps that they're in there. They're going to try to rotate out, and you have to prepare from that a physical standpoint to make sure that you are really fundamentally sound. That's what's going to help you. But, you know, they're going to play their defense, and you know, the drop-off isn't much from the first group to the second. I mean, they're good football players.
James, why do you think your group as a blocking unit has meshed well with Jamal?
I'm not sure that it's just been – I think it's just been the carries. You know, he's had a lot more carries, and then I think 33 hasn't had as many, obviously, and until now he's working back in. So I would think that, you know, that everyone is starting to kind of learn a little bit more about each other and you know, getting better at doing certain things. And, you know, they're young backs, and so they're going where, you know, to daylight. So it's, you know, it's a neat deal. So it's kind of fun to see the whole thing, you know, coming together and getting being more productive now. Obviously, you know, last week we need to perform better in that area. There's no question about that. You know, so we'll work on the things that improve and put better, you know, performance in that area this week.
Do you tell your guys, you know, this could be Aaron's back, this could be a 44 throw game, you might have to pass block all game, you know, mm-hmm. just like it kind of did in the early parts of the season? Do you even need to tell them or remind them that that could be the case?
No, not at all. I mean, the second half of last week's game, we threw the heck out of the football too and won a football game. So that doesn't make any difference, not at all.
Campy, does it make any difference that maybe they feel a heightened sense of they want to do a good job all the time, no mm-hmm. matter who they're protecting? But the two-time NFL MVP coming back from a broken collarbone, what does that do for those guys' awareness or focus or anything?
Well, I think that's a fair question, Jason, because, I mean, let's be honest, when you have someone at that stature, it's natural to just say, look, we need to maybe pick it up a little bit. But I, you know, that group does a good job with whoever's back there. They do. But I think that you would have to ask them that. Personally, I just know from personal experience that, you know, someone of that that nature is back there behind you. You tend to go, hey, oh, he's back, okay. But then after the game starts and things are rolling, things usually balance out and go back to normal. But, you know, I'd be lying if I told you there's a little bit of excitement in the air, of course, you know. But, you know, I'll say this too, that number seven, you know, hey, those linemen will block for him any day of the week. I mean, he, you know, from a lineman perspective, he did a heck of a job. I mean, things that you don't get to see that we get to see. And as linemen, he's got nothing but praise from, I know, from his old linemen and certainly from Jeff Blasco and myself. I mean, Brett Hundley did a nice job.
Can you, without betraying scheme, since I know what a big no-no that is, can you give us a little bit of an idea of one of those things that we don't get to see that he did that, you know, your guys really appreciated or were impressed by?
Yeah, because it's not a scheme thing. His maturity and what he did, you know, as far as communication with the line and how he handled himself, I mean, it was just, he did a terrific job with that. I mean, for a guy that played a lot and, you know, we're in his position, I know the linemen have nothing but praise for him, as I do and Jeff. I mean, very professional, very proud of Brett Hundley. I know as a line group we are, you know, of the person. Did a nice job.